As promised, Justin Westmiller is our guest for this half hour of the program, and he is the latest emergency manager for St. Clair County. Sounds like we have a lot of them, but not really. You're the second one in, what, the history?
Yeah, in over 30 years.
In 30 years yeah. of that organization being what it is. Flooding, obviously going to be our topic here, for the most part anyway. That is your biggest concern as you head into 2020, mainly Harsin's Island, the Algonac area, Clay Township. No let up thus far in the forecasts?
Well, you know, I think we're trending that way. I will say that this weather in the last 7 or 8 days is certainly helping our cause, especially in the south, in the south part of the state. It is rather cold still in the north end of the state, but we'll just kind of see how it all trends. But this certainly doesn't hurt.
The good dry spell would keep things at least not going overboard as far as the water is concerned.
Yeah, every little bit counts.
Every little bit counts. The forecast, though, not so rosy.
Right. You know, as we get through January into February, that's always the coldest parts of our winter here in Michigan. And so we're just going to keep a close eye on everything and continue our planning and our work with our partners and preparing our communities and our residents.
Some cottages, some residents were flooded in this last year.
They were.
Has that pretty well receded at this point?
Yeah, I mean, we've dropped the water level. Right now, I just checked this morning, we're down to 576.89 in the Algonac area, which is really good. You know, being at 578.44, our record level in August of last year. So,
down a couple of inches anyway.
That's a couple of feet. So we're doing well. It would be really great if we could stay there. We're not going to. We know we're going to start trending upwards. So we just have to keep on our path, keep notifying residents, keep the communities talking, and go from there.
Generally speaking, this time of the year, you get into winter, late winter, that's the lowest level traditionally that you would get?
It is. Right now, the December, January, February, and by the middle to end of February, we start trending upwards.
That includes not only Lake St. Clair, but the St. Clair River and the portions. How far north? Marine City in a problem?
It potentially, with the way the water levels are, it could be a problem throughout our entire river system in the county and into the lake.
And even Lake Huron, ports as far north as Harbor Beach, seeing higher water levels than normal.
All of the Great Lakes are seeing higher water levels in this cycle.
So what do you do to prepare? You're looking ahead to 2020. You know more water is going to come in. It could be even more records broken. How do you, you can't stop it, I assume. How do you prepare for it?
Yeah, so if you already have any hardening materials such as sandbags or any other damming materials, leave those in place, right? And if you're going to get any more, obviously, put those around your house. Number one, we're trying to protect our house. That's where you live. That's where you need to stay. That's where you need to be safe. We can move everything that's in your garage and any of your outbuildings. We can get that to higher ground or put that in storage somewhere else. But we're trying to protect our homes and our domiciles. And that's what we're trying to do is harden those areas to keep people in their homes as long as possible.
And is that doable, do you think? Is that something that can be accomplished if people coordinate and sandbag correctly?
I think for the most part it is for most of our residents. There's a potential for a few that we may have to move out depending on where they are, but that's remains to be seen. We'll have to keep an eye on what the water levels are and go from there.
And these levels don't generally, you know, increase or fall rapidly. It's kind of a gradual. It's not something like you wake up one day and flooding time.
Yeah, there's no wall of water coming, right? It'll be sneaky. It'll be up an inch one day. It'll be up a half inch another day, or it could take a week to come up a half inch. It'll be very sneaky and it'll rise slowly over time.
Now, Harsin's Island, the biggest problem area, would you say?
No, I don't think Harsin's Island's the biggest. I think it's the whole south end area, starting Clay Township, the north end of Clay Township, Algonac, Harsin's Island, Ira Township, Marine City, East China. There's parts of East China, Cotterville. That whole region, there are threats there. There are also other areas The golf course in St. Clair has some issues. And then when you get into Port Huron, there's some low areas in Port Huron Township. There's just low areas in a lot of parts of our county. So
I see even problems with the Black River at times in terms of height and where people have their docks and they may be underwater.
Yeah, and I think we're just going to have to keep our eye on many, many places in the county all throughout our waterfront community and then along the drains as well, because they're going to backfeed along the county drains.
You've got the drains. You've also got septic systems.
That's
what do you have? It's municipal septic, I assume, in the likes of Algonac and Marine City. All are parts of Clay Township, and then Harsin's Island's kind of on their own.
Well, they're not on their own. We work with everybody. We're partnering with all the communities, and we're also partnering with the St. Clair County Health Department. They're very much our partners in helping us. The environmental division within the health department has all of the education and smarts on that, and we are working with them to ensure that we completely understand what's going on with that.
And I guess what I meant was there's no municipal system on Harsin's Island itself. It's private wells and private septics.
They're all private septics. There's only two wells on the island. It's all city feed water, but they are very much
private septic.
Private septic, yes.
Yeah. So, and that's a tough one to figure out too, I would imagine.
It is, because the laws on that island for septic is everything set at 578 and a half feet. So we have to ensure that they can provide their own septic, and if not, we just have to make sure the residents are safe there.
What do you do? Portage on the entire island if you have
to? That's an option.
That is an option.
So, yeah.
In fact, I think some of them were set up.
We were last
year. This past year on Harsin's Island. The rest of us, by that I mean, hey, I'm a lonely guy sitting out in Wales Township and far away from any flooding concerns. But you're concerned about me, too, with a variety of possible natural disasters that could happen or even man-made disasters. So your office handles a whole bunch of things.
Right. So, you know, we're dealing with flooding over here, and then all of a sudden we get a terrible storm, you know, a summertime or springtime storm that comes through, and it spins up two tornadoes that run through the county. We have to split off of that or find a couple people to split off of that and then manage the entire response for that tornado over here, or you know, just think of the myriad of like you said, man-made and natural disasters that could happen throughout the county. And you're correct. Our office does manage all of those things.
You kind of got a taste of that this year. I think you had the tunnel.
We had problem,
the train derailment in Port Huron. You had the flooding situation going on. And I think somewhere during that week or period, there was some severe thunderstorms, if not tornado warnings in some parts of the county. And you call up emergency management office and the phone just keeps ringing because everybody's out.
I think at one point we forwarded it to two different people's cell phones because somebody was working the tornado.
Yeah.
It was cruise night up in Fort Gratiot.
That was enough.
And they had a
rough
severe
night.
Storm run through there. And yeah, it got busy that night.
Yeah. Now, did we ever get a conclusion from CN as to what actually caused the derailment?
No, that's still under investigation by the Canadian Transportation Board, and I surmise that will be under investigation for a few more months at least, and that's not out of the ordinary. That's a normal process, and you know, I bet at some point we'll see the results from that. That's an open investigation at this point, so we won't hear anything until it's closed.
They're continuing to look at it.
Correct.
Fortunately, no injuries, and not really. And when looking back over what happened. No serious threat at the time.
Well, I think that was an amazing response, right? You had hundreds of people inside of a tunnel where they were working a hazardous materials response with very dangerous cargo inside of a confined space, and they did it safely. They, you know, made sure that there was no release to the public at all, and it went off very well because
without
it was an international response. So it was very good.
Got what they could pumped out of there and got it cleaned up. It was designed essentially, I don't want to say it was designed for failure, but it was designed for the possibility of a spill, was it not?
It was designed for a spill, but I will tell you that the containment process inside that tunnel was overwhelmed because of the quantity that was spilled. But that tunnel held up and it held everything inside the tunnel and we were able to remove it all. Safely and it was fantastic response.
Since then, tracks have been rebuilt, the train's moving again, and everything A-OK.
They had that tunnel open within, I think, 10 or 12 days.
Wow.
It was
wow.
amazing.
Yeah, because yeah. they really had to rebuild.
They had to rebuild the entire tracks. Tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Well, the whole tunnel section. System inside, or the train system inside the tunnel.
Unbelievable. And that's always been a concern with the kind of shipments that we get throughout St. Clair County, with the trains especially. That you could obviously get a derailment and some problems, but it's usually out county. It's usually not confined to a tunnel in the middle of a city.
Well, what I will tell you is that incident proved that that tunnel is very well prepared and created to handle an incident such as that.
Now, has emergency management, you spent a lot of time, a lot of money, not only on that, but the flooding. Are you getting recouped in any way? From the feds, from Canada, from the county, anybody.
Yeah, so for the train derailment, everything was taken care of. As far as the flooding, we were denied our state of emergency declaration by the governor. So at this point, that answer is no for that.
And that's in part due to the fact that the flooding was not only here in St. Clair County, but I think anywhere that had a lakeshore of any type. And Michigan had problems this past year, and there's probably several counties that sought some kind of funding.
Correct. So there were six other entities that requested a declaration from the governor, and they were all summarily denied at the same time.
At the same time. So, and downriver as well, if I remember correctly, was included?
Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah. Your office has a great website, some fantastic information on the webpage. Give us that address, and how can folks get in touch with you should they have any questions?
Sure. So our website is BeReadySt.ClairCounty.org, and you can also find it on the county administration's website. It's the very first link at the top. It says flooding, but you can reach emergency management on that. And then you can also call our office at 810-989-6325.
And we have sirens. We've got the website.
Correct.
You've got Twitter accounts, all kinds of possibilities as far as getting emergency information out. But perhaps the most logical thing to do is for people to sign up for the WINS program.
Correct. Go on our website, the BeReadySt.ClairCounty.org, and sign up for WINS, and you'll get all of our up-to-date information.
Justin, we wish you and yours the happiest of holidays, a very, very happy new year. Keep the water levels down.
We'll work on it. Thanks, Bill.
All right. Bill Gilmer in for vacationing Paul Miller.